Hello and welcome. I'm so glad you've pressed play because today we are diving into one of the most fascinating and exam-rich topics in your WJE GCSE Religious Studies course, the Key Beliefs of Judaism. Whether you're revising for the first time or doing a final polish before your exam, this episode is going to walk you through everything you need to know. The beliefs, the Hebrew vocabulary that earns you marks, the differences between Orthodox and Reform Judaism, and the exam tips that will push you from a level 2 to a level 4 answer. So grab a pen, maybe a highlighter, and let's get started. By the end of this episode, you'll be able to explain monotheism, the covenants, the Shekinah, the Messiah, and the afterlife, all with the kind of specific detail that examiners absolutely love to reward. Ready? Let's go. Let's start with the absolute foundation of Jewish belief, the idea that God is one. This is called monotheism, and it is expressed most powerfully in the Shema, the central prayer of Judaism. The key line is this, and I want you to memorize it. Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad, which means, Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. This comes from Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 4, and it is recited twice daily by observant Jews. Examiners want you to quote this directly, not just say, Jews believe in one God. That's too vague. Quote the Shema. That's what earns marks. Now, God in Judaism isn't just one. God has specific qualities that are important for your exam. God is the creator, the opening words of the Torah, Bereshit, meaning in the beginning, establish that God created the universe out of nothing. God is also the lawgiver, the one who gave the Torah, including the 613 mitzvah to Moses at Mount Sinai. And God is the judge, the one who holds humanity accountable for its actions, which is why Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement, is so significant. Jews believe God judges them each year on that day. There's also the concept of the Shekhinah, and this is a Hebrew term that earns you marks if you use it correctly. The Shekhinah refers to the divine presence of God, the sense that God is present with the Jewish people dwelling among them. In the Torah, the Shekhinah was associated with the tabernacle, the portable sanctuary in the wilderness, and later with the temple in Jerusalem. For many Jews today, the Shekinah is experienced in prayer, in community, and in the study of Torah. Using this term in an exam answer and explaining what it means will absolutely get you credit. Now let's talk about the covenants, the binding agreements between God and the Jewish people. There are two main ones you need to know for WJEG Ek. The first is the covenant with Abraham, found in Genesis chapters 12 and 17. God promises Abraham three things. The land of Canaan, countless descendants, as many as the stars in the sky, and that God will be their God. In return, Abraham and his descendants must practice circumcision, known as Brit Milah, as a sign of the covenant. This is still practiced today. Male Jewish babies are circumcised on the eighth day of life. The second is the Mosaic Covenant, the covenant made with Moses at Mount Sinai, described in Exodus chapters 19 and 20. This is where God gives the Torah to the Jewish people, including the Ten Commandments, the Aseret Hadibrot. But here's something crucial for your exam. Do not confuse the Ten Commandments with the 613 mitzvot. The Ten Commandments are part of the Torah, but the 613 mitzvot, the commandments, cover every aspect of Jewish life, from what you eat, to how you treat your neighbor, to how you observe the Sabbath. The mitzvot are divided into 248 positive commandments, things you must do, and 365 negative commandments, things you must not do. That's a really specific piece of knowledge that will impress an examiner. Now, one of the most important areas where WJE expects you to show nuance is the difference between Orthodox and Reform Judaism. Let's look at three key areas. First, the Messiah. Orthodox Jews believe in a future human Messiah, the Mashiach, who will be a political and military leader descended from King David. He will rebuild the temple in Jerusalem, gather the Jewish people back to Israel, and bring an era of world peace. Crucially, and this is a common mistake, the Jewish Messiah is not divine. He is not the Son of God. He is a human being, a king. Reform Jews, on the other hand, tend to believe not in a personal Messiah, but in a messianic age, a future era of peace and justice that humanity will help to bring about through ethical action and tikkun olam, meaning repair of the world. Second, resurrection. Orthodox Judaism includes belief in Tetziat HaMetim, the bodily resurrection of the dead, as one of Maimonides' 13 principles of faith. This means that at the end of days, the dead will be physically raised. Reform Judaism tends to emphasize instead the immortality of the soul, and many Reform Jews interpret resurrection more symbolically rather than literally. Third, the Torah. Orthodox Jews believe the Torah was given directly and verbatim by God to Moses at Sinai. It is divine, eternal, and binding. Reform Jews believe the Torah is divinely inspired, but written by human beings over time, and therefore it can be reinterpreted in light of modern understanding. Finally, let's touch on Pikuach Nefesh, the sanctity of life principle. This means that the preservation of human life overrides almost all other commandments. If a life is at risk, a Jew is not only permitted, but required to break other laws, including Shabbat, to save it. This shows how Jewish beliefs directly shape moral behavior. Right, let's talk exam technique, because knowing the content is only half the battle. For WJADC Religious Studies, remember that AO1 and AO2 each carry 50% of the marks. AO1 is knowledge and understanding. Can you explain beliefs accurately? AO2 is analysis and evaluation. Can you assess arguments and reach a justified conclusion? For explain questions, and these are usually worth 5 or 8 marks, use the PE structure: point, evidence, explain. So for example, Jews believe God is the lawgiver. That's your point. This is shown in Exodus 20, where God gives Moses the Torah and the Ten Commandments. That's your evidence. This belief influences Jewish life because it means Jews are obligated to follow the 613 mitzvot as a sign of their covenant relationship with God. That's your explanation. That structure will get you into the higher levels every time. For 15 mark discuss questions, you must reach a justified conclusion. Don't just summarize both sides, actually make a judgment. Say something like, "Overall, I would argue that the belief in God as lawgiver is the most fundamental Jewish belief, because without the Torah and the mitzvot, the covenant relationship would have no practical expression." That kind of evaluative conclusion is what separates a level 3 from a level 4 answer. Now, the 3 most common mistakes I see candidates make. Number 1, confusing the Ten Commandments with the 613 mitzvot. They are not the same thing. The Ten Commandments are part of the Torah, but the 613 mitzvot govern every area of Jewish life. Number 2, describing the Jewish Messiah using Christian concepts, like saying he will be the son of God or divine. In Judaism, the Messiah is a human king. Number 3, saying all Jews believe in bodily resurrection. They don't. Orthodox Jews do. Reform Jews tend to emphasize the immortality of the soul instead. Always distinguish between the two traditions. Time for a quickfire quiz. I'll ask the question. Pause the podcast and say your answer out loud before I give it. Ready? Question 1. What is the Hebrew term for the divine presence of God? The answer is Shekhinah. Question 2. How many mitzvot are there in total? The answer is 613. Question 3. What does Brit Mila mean? The answer is circumcision, the covenant sign given to Abraham. Question 4. What is Tetchiat Hametim? The answer is the bodily resurrection of the dead, an Orthodox belief. Question 5. What does Pikuach Nefesh mean? The answer is the sanctity of life, the principle that saving a life overrides almost all other commandments. How did you do? If you got all 5, brilliant. If not, go back and review those sections. They're high-value exam terms. Let's wrap up with your key takeaways. 1. God in Judaism is one, creator, lawgiver, and judge. And the Shema is your go-to quote. 2. The Shekinah is the divine presence of God. Use this term in your answers. 3. There are 2 key covenants, with Abraham in Genesis and with Moses at Sinai. 4. The 613 mitzvot govern all aspects of Jewish life. Don't confuse them with just the Ten Commandments. 5. Orthodox and Reform Judaism differ on the Messiah, resurrection, and the authority of the Torah. Always distinguish between them. 6. Pikuach Nefesh shows how belief directly shapes moral behavior. And remember, in your exam, specific Hebrew terms, direct quotes from the Shema or Torah, and clear distinctions between Orthodox and Reform views are what will push you to the top marks. You've got this. Good luck with your revision, and I'll see you in the next episode.